Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't like that Mbamute got hurt last night.
Completely meaningless game.
But the problem is there's only so many guys you can rest.
Right. He's a guy that you play more because you're resting Paul and Harden and Capella. Yeah, it's still unfortunate. He's going to miss the first round of the playoffs and maybe more. I'd rather it happen now, though, and miss the first round of the playoffs than the last two rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, you'd like to have him for the Warriors. That's when you need him.
Yep.
Just be healthy for that series. That's all I care about.
If the Rockets make a run to win the NBA championship, what are the odds it'll be more epic than the Stros World Series run?
It won't be, because it's the first baseball championship in this town. The only thing that can top that is a Super Bowl.
Texan Super Bowl would top it.
The Astros are more beloved here than the Rockets.
It's an Astros town because they just won the World Series. This was a Rockets town in the mid-90s, even when the Astros were good.
Oh, because the Rockets were winning championships.
Right. I think the Astros are more beloved because they have more beloved players.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A lot of good stuff, a lot of fun today. Not very sportsy on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, but who cares? I'll tell you one thing. That the your Texans are trying awful hard, John.
My Texans? Yes. Why did it become my Texans?
Houston Texans tweeted out 8 reasons to get excited about the Texans' 2018 preseason schedule, which was released today.
Yeah, I was going to bring this up, but then I was like, no, it's preseason.
It's preseason. No, but there's 8 reasons to get excited, John. DP Sidhu told us that.
All right, give us the reasons.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah, let's hear them. I'm curious. Okay.
Number one, a healthy new season. Seeing Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, Deontay Foreman, or any combination back in a Texans uniform is number one on the list.
You think we're going to see Deontay Foreman in the preseason?
I don't want to see any one of those guys in the preseason.
No.
So I'm going to say number one, this is kind of like our culture map thing. Not for me. Number two, Honey Badger sightings. Fans will get a look at the offseason's biggest free agent addition, Tyrann Mathieu in a Texans uniform. Once again, don't really want to see him on the field in the preseason. Okay, so I'm going
to ask him to break things.
Yeah. Okay, that's 6:05. That's 2 for the day.
It's more than 2, but I've had a couple during the breaks.
Yeah, those don't count. It's only if you're
I had one during a live read.
Well.
But I was able to muffle it somewhat.
Jadeveon Clowney and company will face, even if it is for limited snaps, an awesome lineup of young quarterbacks this preseason. Patrick Mahomes. In his first year as Chiefs starter, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff, and maybe even Dak Prescott.
Okay. I'm thrilled about that now.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that'd be fun to see those guys for one series. A redo. The Rams game might be a nice redo after last year. Before Watson's season-ending knee injury, both teams had the highest scoring offenses in the NFL. This is preseason. Doesn't count. Sorry. That's okay. So we're like 0 for 4 now.
What website was this written to?
HoustonTexans.com.
Oh, they've got to pretend like it's interesting.
I mean, they don't have anything until the preseason.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to sell us on how the preseason...
But Fred, imagine being the editor that says, hey, I need one of you guys to write a fluff piece on why the preseason is going to be awesome. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, imagine being working for 610.
That's true.
Well, there's no draft.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know they have to try hard, right? They have to come up with something. But says the O-line is number 5.
That's exciting.
Texans offensive line will be shaping up after a training camp.
Oh, God.
And they'll have 4 new starters.
Yeah. Listen. I'm not like total Debbie Downer here on this. The Texans offensive line is going to be better than it was last year.
Yeah, it almost has to be.
But I don't think suddenly that that's like a strength for them.
No, but as long as it's not as big of a weakness, it's an improvement. But guess what you're not going to learn in the preseason if they're any better?
Probably not.
No, because they're just going to be doing very basic stuff. How about improved special teams at number 6? No, I'm going to go with no. Again, preseason. You'll be guys trying to make the roster playing your special teams. first look at all the rookies? Yes, please. No, they're all third-round picks, and we know how that turns out. And the backup quarterback battle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that'll bear watching, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Whedon, Taylor Heineke, Joe Webb, and whoever they draft.
It should be Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, it should be. But
there shouldn't be a battle there.
I agree. But I'll give you the schedule very quickly. And then, I get they're trying. They have to try, right? Okay, now I can't find what I... Oh, here it is. To come up with 8 reasons to watch the preseason. Come on. But they will play at the Kansas City Chiefs in week 1. They'll play San Francisco at home in week 2. They'll play at the Rams in week 3. Cowboys at home in week 4. Okay. All of which means absolutely nothing except they'll get some guys out there. So, there you go.
What are the odds when week 4 rolls around for preseason we get calls about, you know, the Cowboys-Texans rivalry?
You know
those calls 1,000? Are coming. Yes.
And they'll be idiotic. There's no question. But there you go. Just wanted to share that with the people. So, all right. Let's get to some fun stuff. I know you got some good stories.
Yeah, I had a couple stories that I wanted to get to today. What would you do if you were playing with a sex toy and it got stuck in you?
Okay. I think my proclivities have been pretty well documented that it's almost impossible.
All right, I'll ask you, John.
Yeah, that's a little more...
Let's say you and Teresa were fooling around and she put something up your bum.
I don't think that would ever happen.
Pretend for a second it did.
Yeah, you were drunk.
Suspend reality for a moment. Would you go to the hospital? Or would you go to
a
local gas station?
I would go to an ER.
Naked to the gas station, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, if you...
Like, I'd put on the bathrobe or something, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you thinking about taking one of the gas pumps and trying to burn it out of there? Is that what you're doing?
You don't burn sex toys out, especially...
I don't know.
Especially with gasoline.
Well, it's never happened to me, so I can't really speak to how you do it, AJ. You should save that for Beth and ask her how you get it out of there.
Well, I know gasoline's not the answer. Gasoline and fire isn't the answer.
But that's what... I mean,
what injury in the history of mankind is gasoline and fire the answer to?
In the old Wild West, gunshots, they had to burn them with... had to set them on fire with gunpowder.
That's not gasoline.
It's still... Just saying. They'd set them on fire. That's fire. They would have used gasoline if they had it.
It's like a flash fire.
Yeah, but you're still on fire.
You don't... No one... Like, can you imagine if someone's got a gunshot wound and you pour gasoline on it?
They didn't have gasoline then, though.
I know, but I'm just saying now.
They probably would now because they didn't have gasoline back then. All they had was gunpowder. I've seen enough of that.
Well, this guy found an ambulance at a gas station and walked up to them asking for help. The funny part of the story says it's not known how the sex toy became lodged inside him, but the paramedics were quick to offer help. I could probably venture a guess as to how it got stuck in there. You don't put things like that up your bum. I mean,
that's not what...
Or it's too big.
That's what you guys keep trying to have me do, a foxtail or something. It's never happening. This is why it's never happening. Stories like this. And Texter says it happens every day in an ER.
One of the officers attempts to speak to the man, but the nude citizen walks away shouting, "Call the doctor! Call the doctor!" Reports suggest the man was taken away from the scene in the ambulance to have the alleged dildo inside his anus removed.
Does it say how big it was?
It does not.
Do you think he said, "Doctor, doctor, give me the news"?
I don't think he would say that. And if he did, that'd be a weird thing to say.
He's got a bad case of loving you. That's all. And that's a bad case.
And Dion Cease filed for unemployment compensation. He was fired from his job at Kentucky Fried Chicken because apparently he asked for a raise and was being, quote, too demanding. But the man's ex-employer insisted that there was more to the story than that. The KFC owners claim that Cease was canned in January of last year After putting on a show, he ranted and cursed at his superiors after demanding a coworker be fired for sexually harassing him. Also, they claim Cease demanded to be addressed as sir and caused such a profanity-laced ruckus, the management called the police. A Commonwealth court, this is in York, England, which I didn't even know they had KFC.
Oh, they have KFC everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's all over the world.
Has sided with Cease's former employer and ruled that Cease doesn't deserve a serving of unemployment comp. The court concluded Cease was rightly terminated from his job for willful misconduct. Jubilier noted that, this was the judge, that Cease claimed he didn't get out of hand or spew any profanity. But the state judges and the Unemployment Compensation Board of Review gave more credence to the version of the incident provided by the KFC officials. They claimed he became angry and profane after making his sexual harassment complaint and being told his bosses couldn't discuss disciplinary action against a coworker. He demanded a raise and to be called sir from this day on.
I'd like to be called sir.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I'd like to be called sir, and I'm going to cuss you out if you don't call me that.
That's apparently what happened.
All right. Fire me.
And now
fire me, KFC.
Now he doesn't get any bleep compensation.
You. Bleep you.
Stop it.
You bloody bastards.
Sir, you're in court. Try to behave appropriately.
Yeah.
We don't say bastards in court. Bailiff, take this man away. That's what I would say if I were the judge.
Bite me, you wanker.
You know where he can get a new job, though?
I don't know if they... My computer career can work wonders. I don't know if they can save this guy. He doesn't seem like a great candidate. I don't know how he'd do on the free career evaluation, but I guess he could try it. Jacob, last June, was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He wasn't making enough money. He was working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How long can it take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do there at My Computer Career. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. And they're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
We're back on the Blitz. It's time for Beth, who's been eagerly awaiting outside since before the start of the show.
I know, it's Wednesday. I can't get enough. I look forward to seeing y'all all the time. So, hello, everyone.
So, what's going on?
I'm in the mood for sexy trivia.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm heading from here over to Marfrela's to do sexy trivia, so I'm very excited about that.
That's the Stranger Makeout Bar.
No, it's the make out with somebody you know. You don't make out with strangers there.
No.
No, that would be like a swingers club or something where you just go and look for somebody else to make out with and stuff. No, Marfrela's, you dance with the one that brung you or something. Wasn't that okay. Famous Texas quote
or
something?
So you can't meet someone there?
You can, but it's not really
a
pickup.
It's a couple's
bar. Yeah, it's or friends or something. You know, you don't just have to... Yeah, no, it's not
who
that kind
out
of couple's
to a bar.
Bar.
To you know,
all sorts of people. It's so much fun. I just I'm telling you, if you start talking to some of the older people in Houston and stuff, they'll all remember stories about Marfrela's.
I remember all those stories.
Yeah, those 50 Shades of Grey. You know, they probably showed them every little gray at Marfrela's. But I don't know. So I think young people know the place, old people know the place. It's just fun. It's an institution, and it's so cool, and it's pretty, and it's sexy and romantic. And tonight I think we're going to have a full house downstairs, because it's the downstairs that's just like a regular pub area. And that's where we'll do the sexy trivia. And then upstairs is full of all of these sofas, and it's dark, and there's music, and there's curtains, and all sorts of little, you know, hideaway corners, and yeah, all sorts of fun there. I don't know. That doesn't just make you, like, light up just a little bit?
I guess not.
I'm a lame. I've been to the downstairs part. It's pretty,
I don't like
cool.
to go anywhere.
Yeah. It's a cool bar downstairs. I've not done the upstairs thing because that's not my deal. But yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I really like it, and it's a fun place to go. And frankly, even women, what I liked is Brian, the owner, was saying that even women can go and they can hang out downstairs, and it's not a pickup place, so they can go have a conversation and not worry about being sort of caught and stuff, or being hit on by different people and everything. People are very respectful of what others are doing there, and that is kind of nice. So, you know, hands off. But tonight at Sexy Trivia, what I like is then everybody will start talking to people, and it's just fun. And again, talking about sex is sexy. It's just a little bit exciting. It gets things pumping. It makes people smile and feel good. So, and then if they want to go upstairs later, that's fine. If they want to meet, there will be single people there tonight. And if they come in a team, there's maximum four people to a team. But if you don't have a team, come anyway, because we'll just set you up with the team, and it'll be fun. It's a great way to start talking to people and meet people, and no obligation. It's not like a date or something awkward. It's just silly. So I'm usually the most awkward person there because I'm falling over my feet and I get hyper and excited. And
sounds about right.
So, exactly right. So everybody else can feel like they're just all cool and calm. So, okay. So I have some trivia questions for y'all. Can I?
For us?
Yes, for y'all. Because I don't know. Okay. I have notes here, other things. And I do have two giveaways.
Sphincter.
Oh, sphincter. Yeah.
That's the answer to your first
John
question.
John Holmes.
Ooh, oh, big. Yes. Okay. Oh, we should do word association sometime. That would be fun, right? Okay, but that story you were talking about before I got here. Mm-hmm. So most of the stories that are sex sent me to the ER, those are almost all stories that involve something going up the tush.
Gerbils.
Yes.
I like Baldwin.
Yeah. That one I really do believe is true, by the way. That gerbil
one. Oh, it was
Richard
Gere, wasn't it?
It was Richard Gere.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin, I think, was a hamster.
That's terrifying. Can you imagine? No. Like,
yeah, how ridiculous that was.
Well, who gets that idea? Are you sitting around, you know what? I think I'm going to put a gerbil up my butt today and see how it feels. Woo!
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they thought it would scratch. Like, anyway.
I love animals so much that I won't even put clothes on my dog.
Yeah, like, right. It's cruel. I agree.
Who's taking an animal and putting it there?
Yeah. Oh, people have done all sorts of things with eels and all sorts of things. But this is the thing. The butt is a vacuum. It is a vacuum. It's 20 feet of colon in your body, and it's a vacuum, folks. People don't understand that. So that's why if you get a plug or something, anything that goes up should have a very wide flared base if you're going to insert it into your butt.
Like a traffic cone.
Like a traffic cone. Exactly. That sort of design.
Traffic cones for sex toys.
There you go. There you go. But in all seriousness, people don't understand that it just sucks it up. And they say, like women, we can use a tampon because our vaginal cavity is a limited area. So even if something goes up there, you can dig deep enough and pull it out. But 20 feet of colon, that's how much room things have to maneuver if you stick it up your touch. So don't do that, folks, really. Don't do that. That's my advice.
Pro tip of the day.
Yeah. PSA, public sex announcement, right? Go. Public sex announcement.
I could have lived with just don't put stuff up your butt.
Well, but don't you want to know why? Because otherwise people don't understand and then they do it anyway.
Nope.
And that's the thing. So don't, unless it's got a flared base or something to keep it out, 20 feet of colon. That's the, public service. Public sex announcement today. Okay, so here's another question, trivia question for you. How many popes have died having sex?
Popes?
Popes.
Oh.
Popes.
37.
I was going to go with 4.
You would be right. Did you cheat and see my sheet? Did you see it on my answer sheet?
No, I randomly guessed a number.
I'm totally impressed.
Fred, every time we pick horses at the racetrack, what number do I pick?
4.
There you go.
Oh, see? I just randomly picked. Okay, you win. 4 popes have died having sex. Yeah. Isn't that weird? I thought the answer would be none. I mean,
the last pope actually died having sex. Pope John Paul II.
Way back in the day, popes could be married.
You're pulling my leg.
What? Why would I pull your leg?
How many of them were with altar boys, though?
I don't know. So, okay.
Too soon?
Hey, true or false? Does having pubic hair or not affect your chances of spreading or catching a sexually transmitted infection?
I think it would actually make it more likely.
The only one I would worry about would be like crabs.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with yes.
Fred wins that one. Yes. Pubic hair. Having pubic hair actually can help prevent the spreading of STIs and catching them.
I would have thought the opposite.
Except with crabs, they need the hair to live. So that would be the one that would be the detriment. Having hair will actually increase your chances of that one. But otherwise, no. The big important ones. Crabs are just like head lice, right? They're just sort of bottom lice.
So we kind of were both right.
So you were kind of both right. Yes.
I was more right, though.
Yeah.
But I gave a specific example.
You did. Right. Yeah. You know your STIs. That's good.
That's right.
Okay. All right. What's the best way to increase just a home? This is like a home remedy. What's the best chance at home of just increasing your chances of getting pregnant for people trying to conceive?
Vodka.
No.
Tequila.
It's an easy, holistic approach.
No, the totally missionary, and then you have to lift your legs afterwards thing.
Yeah, I think even more than that, I won't play doctor, I won't swear to it, but I will tell you, her orgasm, if she orgasms, it will help her chances of getting pregnant.
I'm going to have my wife stop orgasming.
There you go.
Yeah, if we can decrease that, then that's a plus.
Because the cavity, the vaginal walls contract, and those spasms help send everything up in the right place, plus all the hormones make it a very inviting situation for conception. So there you go. If you're trying to get pregnant, you just, women, insist on more orgasms.
That's kind of the theme of everything you have to say is women insist on more orgasms, isn't it?
No, that's actually not true.
No, I think that's your general whole thing.
No.
She's pro-orgasm.
Yeah, no.
She is.
No.
She's for the female orgasm.
That's like solves everything. It's like, I'm having headaches. What should I do?
Oh.
Female orgasm.
Oh, no, that's male orgasm, too. Don't get me wrong, right? I want everybody to be happy.
She's like the pot people they've got all these statistics that back up why pot should be legal.
Yeah.
Except hers is like, this is why you should orgasm all the time.
Oh, my arms are sore after the gym today. Smoke pot. Perfect. Great. Yeah. That's your
smoke pot,
that's your answer.
Or masturbate.
Yes, but here's the thing, folks, that way back when, right, in the 1880s to 1920s.
Like when they were cavemen?
Okay, well, not quite. But 1880s to 1920s,
when I was born.
Women were being diagnosed with, quote, hysteria. Over the place, right? It was an epidemic.
That still goes on.
And doctors were, women would go to the doctors would diagnose them. And you know what the doctors would do? They would manually stimulate women to orgasm. So they didn't call it sex.
A little bit like a sexual assault of a doctor to me.
No, women were liking it. They didn't say anything about it. Well, right, but they didn't talk about it being sexual and stuff. But what they did was they said that it would make women more relaxed. It would make them sleep better. They'd be better wives. They'd be happier. They'd take care of their kids better. It would aid in fighting depression and stuff. So the fact is, before they associated orgasm with sex, because there was never, at that point, nobody thought to say to the husband, hey, sexually please your woman by giving her an orgasm. They would say, go to the doctor. The doctor would stimulate you and you would feel better. That's the health benefit, right? There's no way around that. They weren't trying to tell people about sex. They were trying to tell them to feel better, and it worked. So, yes, I do think that it cures a lot of things, and it's just biologically imperative. That
sounds to me like a bunch of doctors were finding a way to get off on there.
No, I don't know. But that's why vibrators were invented. Wasn't to help
cure hysteria.
No, it wasn't for the women. It was to save the men, the doctor's hands, right? That's so sad. Vibrators were invented to save male doctors' hands.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Yeah, but then they realized that they could market them directly to women, and they were sort of big box things. But they would sell them to women. They would advertise them in Good Housekeeping magazines. They would advertise them in the Sears Roebuck catalog and the Montgomery Wards. All these mail order places would sell big box vibrators. So that's how you know that orgasms are really health related. And it's only in the 1950s when they thought, ooh, that's sexy fun, that they they got in shame and went underground. Shame, which was the shame, I think, but that's just me. So anyway, but this is why I say it. The more we know, I think the better we do. The more we know about love and sex, the better we love and the better we have sex. So
Is that all the trivia you had?
No, I have more.
Let's give me a couple more before we get out of here.
But can I tell people? So we have two. I have two giveaways. Okay. So I brought a copy of my book, right? Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone. And there's got interesting trivia, I think, in there too. And we can give that away to, say, caller number 7, because I like the number 7. And then, okay, so here, I'll give you another trivia. Oh, how long can a female ferret live without sex?
I know, like, I had sex with a female ferret and it died on the spot.
Yeah, so I ripped the thing in half.
I think they can live as long as you don't have sex with them. That's from my personal experience.
Okay.
I will randomly guess 8 months.
Okay. 1 year.
Okay.
That was, yeah.
Right? Isn't that interesting that a female ferret will just die if it doesn't have sex for a year?
I feel the same way.
Okay, Val, I hope you're listening. Be nice to her.
No, I hope she's not.
No, that's cool. Okay. Besides genitals and breasts, what else on your body swells during sexual arousal?
Besides genitals and breasts?
Uh-huh.
Well, your prostate.
Okay, yeah, that would be good, but we'll count that as sort of genitals area for a second.
For me, it's like right here on my temples. I feel like...
Your brain?
Yeah, because I feel like my blood is rushing.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear it? I can hear it sometimes, yeah. I think you can hear it, but I don't know if it swells so much, but your nose.
Oh, really?
But for exactly what you're saying, it's because there's an increase in blood and everything, and so it swells.
Oh, great.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it's not, because, I mean, I already have a ridiculously large nose. Now you're just making it worse. Now no one's ever going to have sex with me. Thanks.
Oh, no. Well, do you know that the three things that keep growing throughout your lifetime?
No, your freaking nose. I know that. Yeah,
yeah, your nose I don't need to be told your ears.
Yeah.
And your feet. Yeah. Yeah.
Your feet keep growing?
Yeah, they grow just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe because they flatten something, you know, right?
Maybe so.
And stuff. But yeah, your nose and your ears. That's, yeah, it's interesting. And other things just sag, sadly. But, okay.
Your scrotum keeps growing too, from what I hear.
I think it just lengthens. I'm not sure if it actually grows. Though. It just, I don't know if it just stretches out.
I mean, it's
and
just
it
like
stops.
Your ears.
I think your ears actually grow, and I'm not sure that the scrotum, I think it just, The wrinkles stretch out a little bit, right? And it just sags more.
Let's move on.
I don't know.
You think the scrotum keeps growing, John?
I'll have to Google that.
Well, I mean, I guess technically it's growing, but yeah, to Beth's point, it does stretch.
Okay.
So, I mean, and I think both of you guys are right.
It sags like breasts.
Yeah.
It's just
so. Yeah. I mean, I guess you
no, the balls
right.
sag.
Right. Yeah. But
and then, like, it makes, in turn, makes the scrotum stretch out.
Which makes it bigger.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's thinner. It's just longer because...
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I'll find that out. That's a very good question.
You guys don't know anything about scrotums.
Right. Well, I don't pretend to know more than I know. How's that? Okay. All right. So this last one. Let's see. Which future pope wrote the 15th century erotic novel, The Tale of Two Lovers?
Joel Osteen.
I'm going to go with...
Jim Baker.
Severius the First.
Oh, good one. That's a good one.
Oh, there you go. Pope Pius the Second. But isn't that cool?
I always forget about him.
Don't you want to read an erotic novel by a pope?
No.
Oh,
no.
I do. Now I'm dying to read it. I hadn't heard of it. No.
He came into the confessional. No.
Ooh,
no.
He did what?
No.
I was reading my Bible.
Ooh.
But I was also watching him light the candles.
Yeah, right? Don't you wonder what they think?
Imagining him without his
robe. I don't
want to
know.
Oh, Tales from the Confessional?
No.
That would be
awesome. No, that would be awful.
That's a good idea for a porno.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to write that.
You wrote your
movie, Fred. I'm going to write mine. My opus.
Yeah, I really like that. Tales from the Confessional. I'll have to remember that. Okay, wait. I said that was the last.
I bet that's out there. I honestly.
There's got to be. There's so much about that. But, yep. Okay, well, wait. I've got one more. But before we go, I've got one more giveaway, which is for our workshop at Darling Way this weekend on Friday the 13th. It's His and Her Oral, The Power of Pleasing Workshop. And it's for couples from 7:30 to 9:30 on Friday night. And I'm going to give away a certificate for two people. To a couple to attend. So, and that can be caller number. We'll do caller number four in honor of AJ there. So, plus that's like two couples and I like that. So, anyway, all right. So, call in His and Her Oral. We'll do that. And, all right. In 2 weeks, how many women could an average guy's sperm, the sperm produced within 2 weeks, how many women could he impregnate with that sperm if you just divvied up, you know, one sperm per woman.
2 weeks? 14.
How about every fertile woman on the planet?
With one load?
Yes. No, in 2 weeks, produces enough sperm.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the question.
I'm sorry. I didn't say that very well. Sorry.
Yeah, that's your fault.
That's my fault. In 2 weeks, though, an average man produces enough sperm to fertilize every fertile woman on the planet. Isn't that crazy?
That's horrible. You know, women always talk about, the burden of childbirth, but like, men could get every woman pregnant and have to pay for all of that. Like, that's the real travesty. You know?
Yep. Child support, no fun.
That's the real pain.
Right.
Oh, you squished a baby out of your vagina. Wah. I've got how many millions of kids?
Yeah, yours lasted a few hours. Mine's lasting for 18 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's really easy for y'all to joke about that until you give birth. As one friend described it, it's like pulling a watermelon out your nostril. When you can do that, then let me know. Yeah, I'll give you a small watermelon, a cantaloupe even. Yeah, no. Giving birth is incredibly painful. Best thing ever, but incredibly painful.
Well, I always feel like it's like when you've got the, let's say you've been on pain pills for a while and you're really stopped up.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Right. But is that like blue balls?
No. But when you finish it, it's like a great success and it's a great relief. You know what I'm talking about, right, friend? Like if you haven't pooped for a week and then you poop.
Yeah.
And it hurts, but when it's done, you're like, that's a great feeling.
You feel lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I think I told you, one of my clients with the Anaris prostate massager, he told me that when he orgasmed, he felt lighter after his orgasm. And he said normally after one, he feels a little bit like groggy, like he's had a beer.
I feel that way too.
Okay.
Sometimes when I get up and go to the bathroom after, I like stumble and like run into the wall and stuff.
Yeah. So he said when you used the Anaris prostate massager that he felt lighter and he didn't feel that foggy. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Tell the people about the show Saturday and tell them about the shop.
Okay. Love and Laughter with Beth at 10 p.m. on this Saturday night. Every Saturday night here on ESPN 97.5, we are talking about the stages of sex in marriage. And so we're talking about the relationship phase, you know, which is like the dating, and then you get the honeymoon phase, and then you get the 7-year itch or the kids phase, and then you get to BMS, which is boring married sex. And we're going to talk about how to avoid those.
How to combat it.
How to combat it. Yes, because over and over and over again, that's what I hear. But it really does. It starts from that kids or the 7-year itch kind of thing. When you've been doing it long enough, it's kind of like, okay, I know what's going to happen, blah, 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 or I know it's not going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. And that's where we want to pick things up and start things. Want to help people rock the boat a little bit. So, the shop is Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. Come see me. Talk to me about any of this fun stuff. And if you have any sex trivia or something, send it my way, because I always love that. It's beth@darlingway.com. And then I'm going to head over from here to Sexy Trivia at Marfrela's. So, 7:30 to 9:30. If anybody wants to join us, it's going to be a fun time. Singles, couples, friends, I don't care.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Pick Me. And if you are having an event, or you're having a party, bachelor party, wedding, bar mitzvah, you're having a corporate outing, you want to show off your new offices like we did here a few weeks ago, well, the Magic Mirror Photo Booth by Pick Me Events is the perfect thing to use. Custom photo layouts for any theme, custom animations, unlimited photo prints at your event, social media sharing, and more. Your experience with Pick Me Events will be unlike any other. And guess what? They're going to be running specials all month long. All you got to do is contact our man, Michael. He will take care of you. He's a blitzer. He's got, and he's been at a lot of these events. You've probably seen the Magic Mirror photo booth. He's been out at Nick's place with us. And pretty much anytime we have an event, Michael's there. And give them a call, 713-423-4190, 713-423-4190. Like maybe you're going to have a charity golf tournament or a charity poker tournament, 713-423-4190 or pickmeevents.com. That's Pick Me. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. And you might be saying, man, you don't live anywhere close to Republic Harley-Davidson. And you're right, I don't. But if I need my bike taken care of, that's where I take it, because I trust the guys at Republic Harley-Davidson to treat my bike right. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know they're going to take care of your ride. If you're looking for a new one, their inventory is out of this world. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color, and a huge selection of pre-owned Harleys outside. Right now, you buy a new Softail at Republic, get a helmet, jacket, and boots thrown in. And if you need new tires, it's a good time to get them. Get a full set installed while you wait for just $329 after the $70 rebate. Their customer satisfaction scores, they're in now, they're out of this world. They're above the national, regional, and local average, and number one in the market. The moment you walk into Republic Harley-Davidson, they're going to take care of you, start to finish. They'll, through the whole process, they'll take care of you. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, how about this? MLB The Show 18 is now out. Win a copy for PS4. Experience the best of baseball in MLB The Show 18 with more home runs, more epic plays, more classic legends, all in less time. Hate the Rangers? Dominate them in MLB The Show 18. Love the Astros? Take them to baseball glory. You can be A.J. Hinch. Or customize your own player and take him to stardom. For those that crave the best of baseball, MLB The Show 18, rated E for everyone. Let's do caller 27. Pretty sure that I just looked at my Arlo, and I think my PS4 just arrived, so I might be playing
nice.
It tonight. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every week with famous deaths. And we start with 2006, Proof, American rapper.
That's from D12. That's yes. Eminem's best friend.
Ah. 2003, Little Eva, Eva Boyd, American pop singer, sang Locomotion.
Oh.
Okay, I've heard of that song.
I did a talent show to Locomotion when I was in like a third grade or something, yeah, with a couple buddies.
You know, cervical,
one other dude and two chicks.
Cervical cancer at the age of 59. Not good. 2013, one of the most beautiful women who ever lived, Margaret Thatcher, dead at 87. Inventors, we have 1861, Alicia Otis, founder of the Otis Elevator Company.
My favorite elevator company
and
is Otis.
And inventor of a safety device that prevents elevators from falling if the hoisting cable falls.
I appreciate that.
Died of an elevator fall at the age... No, died of diphtheria at the age of 50.
Diphtheria is just a fancy word for elevator fall.
Yeah. 1984, Christopher Wilder, the FBI's most wanted man, was known as the Beauty Queen Killer. Abducted at least 12 women, killing at least 8 during a 6-week stretch. Accidentally shoots himself while in a scuffle with a state trooper. First got arrested for having 2 15-year-old girls pose nude in front of him.
Mm.
That's not legal.
Yep.
All right, here's your best deaths. 2014, The Ultimate Warrior, also known as James Brian Helwig. American Hall of Fame professional wrestler, dies from a heart attack at 54.
Not a good run.
1992, one of my top 3 all-time favorite comedians, Sam Kinison, dead in a car crash at 38.
It's crazy that guy died in a car crash and wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and as badly as he treated his body.
Yeah.
Like, that's what killed him.
He was an interesting dude. He was like a former preacher. And when he died, there was all these stories about how he was talking to God while he was on the side of the road there. And it was very strange.
He had a weird thing where he was married to a girl, but was like also in love with her sister.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they lived together. It was a weird deal.
His bit about, you know, the commercials about feeding the kids in Africa was one of my all-time favorites. 1989, Sugar Ray Robinson. If you're Sugar Ray, you could fight. Doesn't matter whether you're Sugar Ray Robertson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Johnson, you know, Sugar Ray Kovalev. You can fight. He died of Alzheimer's.
Sugar Ray Charles.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
Dies of Alzheimer's at 67 years old. 1981, Joe Louis. Bad week for boxers.
Yeah.
Died of cardiac arrest at 66. 1973, Pablo Picasso. Dead at the age of 91.
Didn't hear it coming.
What's that? No, that was Van Gogh that didn't have the
ear. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Jeez, come on, man. Get your famous artists together. Sorry. And the fact that we even know that's kind of bleeped up. Okay, 1945, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd U.S. president, dies in office of a stroke at 63. Mm. A guy really, considering that he did more than two terms in office, he probably, in president years, he was probably 99.
Yeah.
And especially with World War II. Yeah. And finally, one dead porn star, 2009, Marilyn Chambers, died from?
Strangulation.
Man, there's so many things here that she died from, and that wasn't one of them.
Damn it.
Cerebral hemorrhage, aneurysm, related to heart disease. Pretty much any of those things would have worked.
Yeah.
And those are your deaths. Short list of deaths today, John.
There were a couple of them that didn't deserve to be on here.
Such as?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Little Eva, probably a stretch. Alicia Otis, probably a stretch. And Christopher Wilder might have been a little bit of a stretch. But your best deaths were all pretty good. Although, I couldn't tell you one thing that Pablo Picasso actually painted, even though I've heard of him.
Guernica.
It's on here. He also did the Young Ladies of Avignon. Oh. What does that look like?
I mean, I wasn't looking at my sheet. I don't even know. Look at all this. I don't even know where it is.
I believe you, really. I just know that there's young ladies in that picture. That's all I know. I'm sure I've seen Picasso's, but I couldn't tell you one from
the
other.
Guernica's the one with the bull.
I'll
show it to you.
91 years old. That's the best run of all the deaths today. So, in fact, I think that's what we're going to do from now on is start setting over-unders on the oldest dead guy before we do the deaths. I would have set probably 94 today, so it would have gone under. Usually, although with this few, you probably got to go less than that. All right. You guys got any plans for tonight?
I'm going to watch Andre the Giant. You've seen that before, right?
I don't think I have, no. No. Yeah, it looks like an advertisement for How to Train Your Dragon. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing tonight. Probably sleeping. Maybe watch some... I'm going to watch hockey playoffs. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, is it starting tonight already?
Yeah. I mean, the real game doesn't start until tomorrow when the Leafs play. But apparently the Penguins are beating the crap out of the Flyers already.
I saw it was like 3-0 really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot that I've already been... I'm asking, are they started? I was already checking scores, and now I'm asking if they started.
Yeah.
I don't know that OKC Russell Westbrook thing might be a little interesting.
I'll watch that. I'll probably watch a little of the Nuggets and just kind of flip around.
Yeah, if Russell gets 16, it's going to be the first time in NBA history where you get back-to-back triple-double seasons.
Well, that's almost like winning a championship, I would guess.
Yeah.
Only not.
But he's not going to get the MVP this year.
All right. No. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Beth for joining us. Great job by Jong Lee. A-plus for you. Great job by Hoffman. A-plus for you. That was really good for me today. I'm going to go C-plus. That'll wrap it up. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.